This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Five senior Missouri Republicans have called on U.S. Senate candidate Todd Akin to end his campaign following his comments about rape. The statement released today from U.S. Senator Roy Blunt and former Missouri Senators John Ashcroft, Kit Bond, Jim Talent, and John Danforth says they do not believe it serves the national interest for Congressman Todd Akin to stay in this race. National Republicans are also pressuring Akin to quit. Blunt and Talent also have close ties to Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Blunt is Romney's congressional liaison, and Talent has traveled extensively with Romney and has a role in planning the potential transition to a Romney administration. Today, Romney also called on Akin to abandon his Senate bid. Akin has apologized for saying that women's bodies are sometimes able to prevent pregnancies after what he called a legitimate rape. Columbia is about to lose its commercial airline service to Memphis, Tennessee. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Delta Airlines will stop offering its early morning flight to Memphis from Columbia Regional Airport on November 2nd. Delta will resume early morning flights on March 3rd, but those flights will go to Atlanta rather than Memphis. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid says he received an email about the change in service over the weekend. Last week, Frontier Airlines announced it will begin nonstop service twice a week between Columbia and Orlando, Florida, starting November 20th. A Missouri judge likely will consider next month whether initiatives that call for increasing the minimum wage and limiting payday loans should qualify for the November ballot. Election officials concluded earlier this month that supporters did not collect enough valid signatures to put the measures before voters. But lawsuits filed last week challenged that determination and contend that some valid signatures were not counted. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham is likely to consider the case between September 5th and 7th. The trial dates are to be finalized after Beadham meets Wednesday with lawyers involved in the case. A federal appeals court has vacated an EPA rule that would have limited the amount of power plant pollution that drifts across state lines. As St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra reports, the impact of the ruling by the three-judge panel will be felt in Missouri.
The EPA passed the cross-state air pollution rule last summer. It was intended to reduce soot and smog by capping power plant emissions of pollutants like sulfur dioxide that can drift over long distances. Sierra Club Missouri Chapter Director John Hickey says cross-state rules are critical for reducing air pollution here in Missouri and preventing health problems like asthma and heart attacks.
Even were the state of Missouri to effectively reduce air pollution from power plants located in the state of Missouri, that's not enough if that same pollution is blowing in from out of state and we're breathing that in.
Hickey says now it's up to the EPA to decide whether to petition the appeals court for a rehearing or to try to take the case before the Supreme Court. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Republican Congressman Todd Akin reiterated today that he plans to stay in the race for U.S. Senate in Missouri. Akin has apologized since saying women's bodies are sometimes able to prevent pregnancies after what he called a legitimate rape. On Mike Huckabee's syndicated radio show today, Akin said he disagrees with those Republicans calling on him to drop out of the campaign.
Is there a matter of some justice here? That I misspoke one word in one sentence in one day, and all of a sudden, overnight, everybody decides, well, Akin can't possibly win. Well, I don't agree with that.
The initial deadline for Republican Congressman Todd Akin to quit the Missouri Senate race has come and gone, with no signs that he plans to give up. 5 p.m. was the deadline for Akin to withdraw from the race without a court order, but neither Akin nor anyone associated with his campaign filed the necessary paperwork with the Secretary of State's office. Terry Smith is a professor of political science at Columbia College. He says that the controversy surrounding Akin's comments may cause some national Republican candidates to distance themselves from Akin when they campaign in the state.
The speed with which the national ticket repudiated, Governor Romney repudiated this, it's going to make campaigning in Missouri interesting. Because if Akin stays on the ticket after the convention and Romney-Ryan campaign comes to Missouri, they're going to have to distance themselves from each other. That's not a healthy thing. You certainly don't want that. You're a Republican.
Akin now has until September 25th to withdraw, but he would need a court order. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.